issues. Like, are transsexuals delusional? And should Arabs exist? All these great wastes of our time, taking our eyes completely off the prize, which is that we're all being had for the tune of $25 billion here in Canada. I will not speak on the American level of wealth redistribution upwards. However, one fun fact, since 1980, the Pentagon has lost $21 trillion. $21 trillion! Like, what could you not do with $21 trillion? We could have like a time machine or just something crazy, something really stupid for $21 trillion. Everyone would have a Lamborghini, just something really nuts. But the point I'm trying to make here, and I guess at the Spencer Lattie Show we really care about, is that people need to know what's really going on. And that's something you will never get from the pundits who are billionaires, who are paid by billionaires to say what they will on major media networks. Because if you own the Washington Post like Jeff Bezos, why are you going to send out your reporters that you own to look into tax fraud by the guy that owns the paper? It's just never going to happen. And in this capitalist system where private people can own the media and the means of production within the media, we're never going to get the truth then, because, you know, Ajit and I are not paid thousands of dollars to tell you lies yet. Hopefully that comes soon. We're going to tell you that we're all being had, and it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum are, whether what you think about transsexuals, what you don't know about trans people, all this kind of stuff is, unfortunately, they're important, and it's important to understand how, like, transphobia is destroying people's lives. But when the right-wingers take it and are like, these are the people that are the problem, and we're paying for their surgeries in the military, like that, like Donald Trump said that he was going to stop paying for it, that's taking everyone's attention away from what's really being had, which is that billionaires are running away with your money.
Agreed.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll be back next Thursday, 3 to 4, for a live show. We really appreciate you listening. Thank you, and goodbye.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Hey, Radio Land, it's B.A. Johnson. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your radio dial.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC. I'm Madeline Taylor. As always, Shoes on a Wire is your one-stop shop for music by women and LGBTQ artists. And today the category is Cool for the Summer. And I have a very special guest in studio with me.
What up?
This is Marta.
Hello, everyone.
Marta, where are you from?
I'm from the mystical land of Calgary.
Calgary,
Alberta.
And you are the programming manager at CJSW.
You got
Calgary.
It. I am the U version of Calgary.
Yeah, for those who don't know, which is probably everybody listening, but I am the programming manager at CITR, which means I'm in charge of all of the radio. So if you're upset about something you hear, you should email me. And Marta has the same job.
We are together the radio queens of Western Canada.
It's true. Yep. It's true. We could get Katie in here and... Oh. It would be a real party. Katie from CFUV in Victoria.
The true triforce of power.
Yeah. So, yeah. Marta, tell me about CJSW. What's good? What's cool about you guys?
Yeah, so CJSW 90.9 FM broadcasts on Treaty 7 land. We also broadcast at the University of Calgary. I don't know what's there to say. Things are good. The summer's always fun. We just made it through Sled Island, which is always a crazy time at the station. Mm-hmm. We had over 30 bands come through for a live session, which was a lot of fun. And then, probably similar to you guys, we're just out and about pretty much every weekend at festivals and doing tabling. And now recently at the end, like late spring, we got a brand new live broadcast kit, so we're doing that a whole ton. We put in a request to potentially do one next Thursday at the Calgary Stampede, so if that happens, please pray for me.
Absolutely. Are you gonna get to see Sheryl Crow?
I don't even know when she's playing. Hopefully, with any luck.
That would be cool. Rock out with the moms.
Broken Social Scene's playing.
Okay, well, there you go.
But I'm here, and they're playing there. So I was a bit choked about that. But that's okay. So anyway, lots of free music, paid music events. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Stampede gets a bad rap. You kind of just have to lean into it. I find it quite charming because it's for like 10 days. Every cross-section of the city just gets a little bit left of center. You know, you have kind of our age demographic that's, you know, going out to shows and all that. And then the like younger kids who are just jacked on sugar. and the older folks who are jacked on like whatever they do, gambling and yes. seeing rodeo and stuff like that.
Cowboy
so
boots.
Yeah, and it's kind of unavoidable. So instead of being like, oh, Stampede, yuck, you can just lean into
just
it. Have a bit of fun. My favorite thing, thanks so much for asking, is going to the craft competition that they have.
Okay, I need to know more details about this. Have you submitted a craft for judgment?
No, God, no. I'm not that crafty, but because people are so talented. They have like quilts and like mm-hmm. cakes and knitted sweaters because it's, you know, it's still kind of holding on to that county fair kind of element of it. And so that's where that comes from. And I just find it so, so lovely. So yeah, I'll spend like an hour in like a cool air conditioned building, just like really looking really intensely at quilts and then go check out some animals and then get a snack. And then that does it. So anyway.
Sounds wonderful.
Update from Calgary, Sled Island and Stampede. Big shocker.
Yep. Those are the classics. That's what
just the
I
classics.
Mean. Those are things that I would go and have gone to Calgary for. As listeners of the show will know, I spent a couple of weeks talking about sled because I had such a great time.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
But, yeah, it's fun to make radio at your house, so thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. On that note, I want to start the hour off with a track from a local electronic artist named Walgren, who just released a brand new record yesterday. It's called Bird Alien, and Walgren is having an album release show tonight at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street with Ian William Craig as an opener. And Marta, you were saying that Ian William Craig is one of your faves. What does he sound like?
Super fave. Oh my goodness. Okay, so here's the thing that I always say when I play him on my show. So he's from Edmonton. He's a classically trained opera singer. And so what he'll do is he'll record vocals and kind of music on tape, but then kind of re-record the tape a bunch of times. So the final product is like super kind of distorted and ethereal. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to be like live. You suggested the show to me, and then I checked the opener and I yelled loudly in the street that I was in because I'm so excited to see that show. I think it'll be great.
Great. Well, we're both going to be there later. Doors are at 8:30. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 at the door. And you should definitely check it out if you needed any more convincing. This is the single from Bird Alien that Walgren has available on Bandcamp. It's called Two-Mouthed Woman.
You're out.
That was Devours with The Verve off of his 2017 release, Late Bloomer. Pardon me, 2016. Get your facts right, Madeline. Okay, before that, you heard Walgren with Two-Mouthed Woman off of her brand new record out yesterday, Bird Alien. And up next, I have a track for you all from St. Vincent. This is actually a remix of a song that came off of Mass Seduction. It's a fast, slow disco. Enjoy.
I sway in place to a slow disco out of class. For the saint, but a bow for the road. And nothing can what everybody's thinking. And I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. So my hand from your hand, leave you dancing. We'll be right back.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Discordianism is a religion and subsequent philosophy.
The Discordian faith seem to be much more forgiving of the normals.
Yeah, the goddess of chaos, or archetypes, or
it's got a really heavy interest in Discordianism.
Founded after the 1963 publication of its holy book, The Principia Discordia.
Discorder magazine has been Vancouver's longest-running, free, badass, independent magazine, 35 years strong. On Saturday, July 21st, celebrate 401 issues of Discorder magazine with an all-ages party at Red Gate. There will be performances by BB, Francesca Belcourt, Morning Coup, and The New Rituals, guest hosted by Duncan's Donuts, and featuring a photo booth, giant twister, and more. Tickets are a suggested donation of $10 and doors open at 8. For more information, visit citr.ca or find the event on Facebook. The 41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba, and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
This is Lauren.
Hey, it's Eleanor.
I'm Nellie.
We're my wife!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey there, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, and the category for today's show is Cool for the Summer. So you've been listening to what was a pretty dancey set starting the hour off there. The last track was Austra with Utopia from Future Politics, one of my favorite records of last year. And up next, I have a set from Marta, who is my very special guest in studio right now.
Super excited for this, because when you were telling me the theme of the show, you were like, it's going to be summery, bring some like Calgary bands. Didn't do that, but I brought a lot of Alberta bands, as well as, just keeping with the theme of fun summer tunes. So we're going to start with the Garys out of Saskatoon. The Garys are three sisters that have, in my humble opinion, one of the best surf kind of pop bands going these days. They released a new album, but I'm going to play a track. It's called Ice Cream Sandwich, which is a nice summer treat. It's from their album Warm Buds. And then we're just going to move forward from there. A couple Edmonton bands in our future and a very special one to end off the set. So you're going to get four songs from me and it's going to be a lot of fun. Shall we get this going?
Let's do it.
All right. The Garys here on CITR 101.9?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Huh!
You just enjoyed the Marta Takeover edition on Birds on a Wire here. My name is Marta. I'm visiting from Calgary. I'm the program director at CJSW 90.9 FM. I'm having trouble with call letters today. That's fine. And I just hear, you just heard some of my selections. So we just heard from Ruby Carinito, who is from Victoria, BC. Even though she is exceptionally amazing and is singing in Japanese, it's a secret love of mine. I love Japanese rock and I love Japanese pop. So the fact that I could discover a Canadian artist who dabbles in that was just phenomenal. That track was called Jigamoo. It's off of her debut LP. Before that, out of the beautiful Edmonton, Alberta, that was the Lad Mags with Shame. That was from a split 7-inch with Betrayers. Before that, also out of Edmonton, Borscht with Candy from the album Dazer. And we started off at the top out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan with the Garys. That was Ice Cream Sandwich off of their album Warm Buds. Just like us, we are Warm Buds.
We are Warm Buds. Thanks, Marta.
You're welcome.
We're Rosebuds, which is kind of like the dress that you're wearing today, except they are blue rosebuds, which listeners can't see, but I've enjoyed it
since you got here. Thank you very much.
Yes. Great. Okay, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with more tunes that will keep you cool for the summer here on Shoes on a Wire. Stay tuned.
What does it mean to be at a disco party? BB's Disco. BB's Disco Party. What does it mean to be at a disco party? BB's. BB's Disco Party. What does it mean to be? What does it mean to be?
Tune in every Tuesday at 3 p.m. to hear music from the current issue of Disorder Magazine, that sassy magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, hosted by me, BB, editor-in-chief of Disorder.
Friday, July 6th, the Rickshaw Theater, come see Canada's punk rock legends DOA celebrate their 40th year of rabble-rousing. DOA headlines the first annual Fight Back Festival along with Punk Ska Legends Roots Roundup. It's a fabulous, non-stop 10-band bill that will blow your doors off. Hardcore to pop punk to ska to roots. Don't miss the first annual Fight Back Festival, Friday, July 6th. The iconic Rickshaw Theatre celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theatre turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art D'Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligent Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
Hi, this is Portia from Pale Red, live from the first night of Music Waves at Fortune Sound Club. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I'm redoing this, because I'm a little bit mad to say this, but Miles deleted the one I did before. It was better than this.
You're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC. My name is Madeline. I am your host. And as you've been hearing for the last hour, I'm joined by Marta. Marta, thank you again so much for coming and hanging out today.
Oh my goodness, it was a treat. What better way to spend a Thursday afternoon?
Really, there isn't one. And thanks to all you listeners. We still have another four or five songs here before the end of the hour. So I'm going to start off this last set for you with a song from one of my favorite bands from Vancouver. This is the Courtneys with Silver Velvet.
Thank you. Too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one, and I was such a mess that I confessed that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye. Listen, everybody knows you're high.
You are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC. My name is Madeline, and the track you just heard was Everybody Knows from Partner, a band who was recommended to me by Mel Woods, who does a show called Into the Woods here on CITR. You should check it out if you haven't listened to it already. Before that, you heard Dreamwife with Fire from their self-titled debut record. Came out in January, and they are a punk band from Brighton in the UK. Brighton, one of my favorite places. It's beautiful. Beautiful beach city if you ever get a chance to go. Before that was Montreal band Tops with Petals, and starting out the set was the Courtneys with Silver Velvet. So the theme for today has been cool for the summer. Hopefully we kept you guys cool as the clouds sort of dapple across the sky here in Vancouver and you're enjoying your afternoon. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us. It's been me and Marta.
This was an absolute treat. Next time we'll have to come over to my house and do radio. I guess you didn't really come on air when you were around, but we'll make that happen next time.
Yeah, I didn't go on air when I was in Calgary, but the next time I managed to make it out there, I definitely
want to
hang.
Yeah, no, it's been lovely. Thanks so much for letting me come on. It's been a treat. Nice digs you got here, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're super lucky. See It Here is a beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah. And Vancouver has been treating me real well. So
that's good to hear.
Thank you, the city, for being nice.
Awesome. And a final shout out to Walgren, who's having her record release tonight at the Fox Cabaret at 8:30. Doors are at 8:30. So come check that out if you're so inclined. Marta and I will be there. Come say hi. We'd love to meet you. To leave things off today, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs from Wham. This is Club Tropicana. Take care, everyone. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Whoa!